descend if you dare through twilight's veil into the depths where shadows wail, tumbling down a rabbit hole so deep where the fireflies in darkness weep. Watch your head and mind the fall as eerie whispers through the shadows call. In the gloom where phantoms stand, embrace the chill of spooky wonderland. Now welcome, dear listeners, to our dark domain, where your hosts await to guide you through the strange and arcane.
Sup, you spooky listeners. Welcome back to Spooky Wonderland Podcast. I'm Mikey, and this is my co-host, Sydney. And today we're stepping into a real-life mystery that feels straight out of a horror film. The Watcher House, nestled in a quiet neighborhood in Westfield, New Jersey. Well, for you, yeah.
Yeah.
The seemingly idyllic home became the center of a sinister saga that captivated the nation. From eerie letters filled with ominous warnings to the unsettling atmosphere that enveloped the property, the story of the Watcher raises questions about privacy, fear, and the unknown. Join us as we unravel the chilling details, explore the impact on the families involved, and see what happens when the comforts of home turn into a living nightmare. So grab your headphones, snacks, and comfort hoodie, and let's get into the unsettling world of the Watcher House.
Yay! I'm so excited. Okay, so, story time. In June 2014, Derek and Maria Broaddus were filled with excitement as they purchased their new home at 657 Boulevard, nestled in a
picturesque.
Yeah, there you go. neighborhood of Westfield. The house was a charming century-old structure, perfect for raising their three children. After years of searching, they felt they had finally found the perfect place, a canvas for their family's future. However, shortly after they closed the deal, an ominous letter arrived in their mailbox. Ooh, spooky. The Broadduses were taken aback when they saw the envelope addressed simply to the new family. Inside the first letter read, all right, we're going to read the letter, okay? Ready? Dearest new neighbor at 657 Boulevard, allow me to welcome you to the neighborhood. How did you end up here? Did 657 Boulevard call to you with its force within? Who talks like that? 657 Boulevard has been the subject of my family for decades now, and as it approaches its 110th birthday, I have been put in charge of watching and waiting for its second coming. My grandfather watched the house in the 1920s, and my father watched in the 1960s. It is now my time. Do you know the history of the house? Do you know what lies within the walls of 657 Boulevard? Why are you here? I will find out. The Watcher also referenced the Broadduses' two young children, right in... Do you need to fill the house with the young blood I requested? Better for me? Was your house too small for the girl and family, or was it greed to bring me your children? Once I know their names, I will call to them and draw them to me. Oh, okay.
Okay, Diddy.
Anyways. We're moving out. If I get a letter like that,
Someone's getting hunted down if I ever got that letter.
Right? I'm like, okay. Pack it up.
Yeah. What the hell? Okay.
The Watcher continues. Who am I? There are hundreds and hundreds of cars that drive by 657 Boulevard each day. Maybe I am in one. Look at all the windows you can see from 657 Boulevard. Maybe I am in one. They concluded, welcome, my friends. Welcome. Let the party begin. The Watcher. Oh my goodness. At first, I thought it was a harmless prank But as more letters arrived, each one was disturbing than the last. Their excitement quickly turned to dread.
How do you think that's a prank? Like, first of all, yeah, who would think that? Whoever thinks that's comedy has some freaking issues.
They wrote a whole like letter.
Yeah, like I want to meet your children. Like, what the fuck?
And he says his grandfather watched the house. What are you talking about? Why are you watching a house?
Yeah. Jesus.
So there's a few more letters I'm just going to read. Is that because this is all the letters, right? Before I read them?
Yeah.
So, more letters. I'm going to read them, and then we're going to get to what happened. Because I'm confused. I don't remember what happened, honestly. Did you see that show on Netflix? Did you watch that?
No, I read about that. I'm going to need to watch it now.
It's very good.
Okay.
I did like it. It's funny. You know, side note, sorry.
Yeah.
I get some ADHD, mind you.
Squirrel. Anyway.
Exactly. So, like, this was going viral. I never heard about this story. And it was, like, 2 years ago? I don't know. Whenever the Watcher show came out. And I seen it everywhere. So I was like, what is this? And then I watched the show and looked it up. And I was like, that's very interesting.
I mean, I've seen the movie The Watchers. You said The Watcher House, I was like, okay, that kind of sounds like that movie.
Yeah.
But, no. That one kind of takes it a step further.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Back to the story. Okay.
Yeah.
In their second letter, the Watcher further detailed how they were watching the Broaddus's in their home. All of the windows and doors. Oh, this is the letter, by the way. All the windows and the doors in 657 Boulevard. He loves saying 657 Boulevard.
Yeah,
he
specifically, like, I know the address. Yeah. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we moved here.
Damn, dude.
Oh, my goodness. Allow me to watch you and track you as you move through the house, they wrote. Who am I? I am the Watcher and have been in control of 657 Boulevard for the better part of 2 decades now. In other letters, the Watcher claimed he or she knew their names. I am pleased to know your names now and the name of the young blood you have brought to me. Why did you say young blood?
This dude's a freaking creep.
It has to be a guy. That's what I'm saying. It sounds like a guy.
There's no way it's a girl. No.
It's a guy.
Yeah, it's a creepy-ass man in a freaking house with a telescope or something.
We can solve this mystery because they never solved it. We will. It's a man.
It's creepy ass Albert up the street.
Oh my goodness. Okay. You certainly say their names often, the Watcher wrote. The Watcher also called out the family for renovating the old home before they moved in, telling them 657 Boulevard is anxious for you to move in. It has been years and years since the young blood ruled the hallways of the house. Have you found all of the secret? Have you found all of the secret it holds yet? Will the young blood play in the basement, or are they too afraid to go down there alone? I would be very afraid if I were them. It is far away from the rest of the house. If you were upstairs, you would never hear them scream. They added that the house was crying from all the pain it is going through. While the family continued their renovations. They would never be in the basement by this, though, that's for sure. You have changed it and made it so fancy. You are stealing its history, the Watcher wrote. This guy is way too emotionally attached to a house.
To somebody else's house. Yeah, so like, bro, you don't even live here. Yeah, mind your business.
They loved it so much. Why didn't they move there?
Right.
It cries for the past and what used to be in the time when I roamed its halls. Oh, maybe they didn't live there.
Oh.
The 1960s were a good time for 657 Boulevard when I ran from room to room imagining the life with the rich occupants there. Oh.
No. This dude just broke in and decided I'm going to walk around. What the hell?
Never mind, all of there.
Yeah. Oh my God. So you're creeping in admitting they did a felony.
Oh my goodness. Oh, that's crazy.
Cringy.
The house was full of life and young blood. Then it got old, and so did my father. But he kept watching until the day he died. And now I watch and wait for the day when the young blood will be mine again.
What the fuck? It's like, do you have gold under the house that no one knows about? Like, what? Why are you obsessed with this damn house?
Oh my goodness. As the letters continued, they revealed personal details about the family's life. Details that no stranger should have known. Each note became more threatening, culminating in chilling phrases like, I will find you.
Fuck off.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna bring out my gun.
Yeah. I'm gonna, gonna catch these hands in a second. Yeah.
Derek and Maria were paralyzed by fear. They sought help from the police, but with no clear evidence of a crime, the authorities could do little. So, I feel like that ended on like that.
I don't,
the couple quickly became obsessed with unraveling the mystery of the Watcher. Is that a it's a car? Did you hear
yeah,
the car
that,
too?
Yeah, that was my damn neighbor, dude. He loves revving that engine down the whole 30 feet of street.
It's funny when I said the Watcher, and someone like sounded like they drew off.
Sound like
off,
someone yeah, drove off. They know I'm here. Scatter.
Oh my goodness, that's crazy. The police couldn't do it. Literally, like handprint. Like, don't. When did his handprint be on the note?
Well, 100%? That or like, well, how does the letter get delivered? Is it getting mailed or someone dropping it off?
Because thing, like,
if so, there's a return address, or you can just stay up all night and see who the hell drops off these stupid ass letters.
I think they did in the show. I don't know if in real life, but I remember in the show, the guy stays up all night and he watches.
Oh, see, yeah, that's what I would be sitting on my porch with a damn baseball bat. Like.
Oh my goodness. Because, like, the family goes to a hotel and he stays there because he's like, I want to catch this guy.
Oh, yeah, no
like,
shit.
He is being serious about catching. I don't know about the real, well, we're about to find it.
Yeah, we'll find out.
Let's find out what happens. Yeah. The investigation begins. All right, let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Determined to uncover the identity of their tormentor, the Broaddus's hired a private investigator. He began by delving into the history of the neighborhood and discovered that the previous owners of the home had also received a letter, but had chosen to ignore it.
Smart.
The investigator's research led him to an intriguing figure from the house past, a woman named Abigail, who had lived in the house decades earlier. Abigail had a reputation for being eccentric and was rumored to have had a obsession with the property. Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Runs in the family.
Yeah.
Old town records hinted at strange happenings around the house during her tenure. Is that the word, tenure?
Yeah.
Including tales of odd rituals and whispers about the Watchers who kept an eye on the neighborhood. Okay.
So they're a cult. Right.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Yeah. A community divided. As news of the Watchers spread, the Broadduses became isolated within their own community. Some neighbors were supportive, offering to help and expressing sympathy for their plight. Others, however, dismissed the couple as paranoid newcomers, fueling a sense of distrust that permeated the neighborhood. You know what? The people that didn't help, they're probably in the cult. So it might be multiple people.
Yeah, like, there's a bunch of people in on it. Like,
Yeah, because that would make sense. Maybe, like, I guess it's a theory, but, like, they don't like new people in the neighborhood, so they try to scare them out.
Oh, that's some bullshit. That's some small town bullshit.
Yeah, because it wasn't a small town. I think it...
It sounds like it would be, because... Jesus.
Which is interesting. Local teenagers, intrigued by the mystery, began to trespass on the property. They left behind broken toys and strange symbols arranged in the yard. This only intensified the Broaddus' fear, as they felt the walls closing in. What was once a welcoming neighborhood now felt like a prison. Desperate for peace, Derek and Maria installed security cameras around the property. The footage revealed unnerving disturbances, shadowy figures moving past the lenses at night, and whispers echoing in the stillness. Their sense of safety enrode it with each passing day.
Figures, so there's more than one rocking around. Yeah, so it's a cult.
that makes sense now. The especially New Jersey.
New Jersey. I was just thinking about, like, New Jersey's small, so got a bunch of Jersey Shore, the cast of Jersey Shore surrounding your house.
Oh my god. The decision to leave, with the letters growing increasingly, let me start over, because I feel like I said that word wrong.
Okay.
All
right. What was the word? Increasingly?
Increasingly. Okay, so I started.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The decision to leave, with the letters growing increasingly threatening, the couple made the heart-wrenching decision to sell the house they had hoped would be their forever home. But selling the house proved to be a challenge, as they had to disclose the letters to potential buyers. This sparked a legal battle that further complicated their lives. Ain't nobody want to live there.
Oh, hell no. Why would you even mention the letters? Like, there's some things you just don't talk about.
You have to. I thought that it's like, some, if a house is haunted, you don't have to say it unless you're asked. So,
well, I think you're supposed to, well, I know you're supposed to mention if, like, someone's died in the house, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. Like, oh, okay. With the realtors have to mention it or something.
Oh, really? I thought it was only if you asked. But I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe just haunted. Like, haunted.
Yeah, haunted, you probably don't have to say much.
Yeah.
Because some people believe, some people don't.
yeah, that's true. During this tumultuous period, Derek and Maria received one last letter from the Watcher. You wonder who I am. I am the one who watches. I know more than you think. You cannot hide from me. This final note shattered any remaining sense of security they had. It felt like a taunt, a reminder that they were not just dealing with a malicious neighbor, but perhaps something far more sinister. That's so true.
No, it's just some freaking creeper, dude, and he repeats himself a lot. you wonder who I am? You told us, like, three letters ago, dude, stop.
At this point, I would have been like, oh, okay, look. You're just boring. You're just repetitive. Yeah. Just come out.
Like, dude, I've already seen this movie. Move it on.
You're right.
Hard.
I think that was Taylor Swift's song. I think I've seen this film before.
Yeah, exactly. The dudes went from creepy to a freaking annoying.
You're right. Oh, my goodness. The Haunting Legacy. Even after they sold the house, the mystery of the Watcher continued to haunt the Broaddus's. They became advocates for... I keep just skipping on the beginning. I'm like...
Oh, my God.
Okay. They became advocates for awareness about neighborhood safety, sharing their experience with the media, and warning others about the hidden dangers that can lurk in seemingly safe communities. Anyways, I feel that's good thing to point out, like, just because a neighborhood seems like very, like, nice, like, bad things can happen, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Like, a lot of people say, I want to move here because it's safe, but it's like, look at these people, they thought it was safe.
Yeah, they thought it was safe too, but then there's one creep, and then,
yeah,
well, suppose, maybe,
mm-hmm.
Or a house of creeps, I don't know, either way.
As for the house, it remained a source of intrigue. New owners took possession, and they too began to experience strange occurrences. Local lore grew around 657 Boulevard, transforming it into a symbol of fear and mystery. Despite extensive investigation, the Watcher has never been identified, leaving behind a chilling question. Who was watching? Was it a neighbor with a twisted sense of humor, or was it something far more unsettling?
If they haven't been identified, it's the whole damn town.
It has to, because...
Yeah, because the fact that the police couldn't even do anything about it, they're in on it. It's a small town bullshit.
Yeah, for sure. And I remember looking it up. I don't know if this is true, but, like, the new owners called the cops so many times so far. So, yeah, cops visited Watcher's house 58 times since current owners moved in. And this was 2022 when this was released. And they moved in 2019. So 2019 to 2022, it was called, the cops are called 58 times to that house.
That's too damn many.
That is like within yeah. 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah, it was 3 years. Yeah, 3 years.
That's crazy.
God.
The conclusion of the story. The story of the Watcher House is not just a tale of one's family's nightmare. It speaks to the broader theme of fear, community, and the unknown. It reminds us that sometimes the most terrifying aspects of life are not the monsters we see, but the shadows lurking just beyond our view. Bum, bum, bum.
And small towns full of people that don't like new blood.
Yeah, exactly.
Freaking creeps. Who talks like that?
That's what I was saying. He kept saying 657 Boulevard 20,000 times.
Did you bring
times.
Me new blood? Okay, dude.
Young blood.
Step on grass or something. God damn.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so do you believe the Watcher was a neighbor or someone with deeper motive?
I think it was a multiple. Well, yeah, I think it was like the cult. The cult thing makes so much sense. I think mm-hmm. it was a set.
Yeah.
Some weirdos.
Definitely think it was a cult, and I think it was most of the town, if not everybody.
Yeah.
Because that.
I think it was just. Okay.
It seems like it was always. It sounds like it was always that house, mm-hmm. and it didn't seem like anyone knew really moved
yeah,
into that town.
Yeah, it wasn't other houses. And yeah. even the neighbors that wouldn't, like, was rude? Like, why are they being rude? If I yeah. heard that from my neighbor, I'd be like, okay, that's creepy. I'll keep an eye out.
Yeah. And then how they got super pissy when it came to renovating the house and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely, that town does not like change.
No, that's why it's definitely like the small town, the cult, like mm-hmm. cult makes sense. And they just don't want new people in their neighborhood. Right. So they're trying to scare them out.
Right. They want things the way that they liked it.
I think God. That's.
Oh man. That. Okay, what would you? How would you feel if you received a letter like that?
I would move.
You, right away, you just move.
Well, it'll be hard because if you just poured all your money into this house,
yeah,
I don't know
that's
how it
true.
Works. Can you get a? I don't know if you can get a refund.
I don't
or not.
I don't think so. Can you like sign yeah. contracts and stuff? So,
honestly, I wouldn't move that because where am I going? I don't have no money. Yeah. I just bought this house.
Yeah. I'd probably try selling it right away.
And that house probably not cheap. Let me see how much it is right now.
How much was it?
1,662,000. It's off the market.
Okay, I think they just cashed in on the popularity.
Yeah. Six bedrooms, four bathrooms. You know what?
That's a big house.
Watchers, you can come. Oh, we're staying.
Okay, I see the house. I see the picture of the house now. That's actually a nice looking house.
It's okay, dude. Watchers. You're invited.
Yeah, bite Come me. On I'm, in. I'm getting like six German shepherds. You
right?
Try me.
We gonna stack up on the security. Well, we're staying in the house.
Yeah, we're staying. Screw you! Screw you! Screw you!
Oh,
try me.
That's so funny.
Man,
we can share the house.
And the town is ranked number 7 best place to live.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
What the hell?
So that makes more sense. Yeah, that you said that. So it's definitely a neighborhood that don't like change.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, the whole neighborhood's watching new people come in. No. So that
That's
means
crazy.
No action ever happened. It was just the creepy ass letters.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, why? I mean, I'm glad they didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's
like the
yeah.
Watcher. But like, why didn't they do anything? Why are you sending Fretton and Landers and you're not doing anything? I guess because it's all talk. I don't know.
Yeah, just all talk. They just want to scare them out.
Yeah, I don't think they ever had intent to hurt, but I feel like they just wanted to scare them out.
Yeah. The property's so nice.
Oh, that's yeah. what I'm saying. I'll send as many letters
yeah,
as
yeah,
you want.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
After that first letter, I'm just burning the rest. I'm not even going to open the letters.
Yeah, that's another thing. I just want to read them. Like,
yeah.
Hey, out of sight, out of mind. Like, you
right,
ignore
yeah,
them.
Exactly.
Ignore them, you won't do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If all they're doing is sending letters, and then if the shadowy figures are outside, then yeah, guard dog.
Honestly, I probably would have never read the first letter, because I don't read mail.
Well, it depends. How, yeah. Well, yeah, that's fair. Well, especially when it's like from random stuff.
Yeah, I've been like okay, trash.
Especially how it was, if it's just like someone folded up a piece of paper and put it in your mailbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that's funny.
My curiosity would read the first one and then tear it up and burn the rest when a new one showed up.
I would be like, oh, wrong people. I guess it was for the Fastlanders. Like,
oh, you're crazy.
Right. I'm like, I don't know anybody. What am I getting mail for? I just moved here. Nobody mm-hmm. knows my address.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'd have been like, oh, they probably thought sent it to the old owners. All right, trash.
mm-hmm. Yeah, wrong people. God damn.
This next question's funny.
What do you think the new owners of the house experience? Do you think they feel safe?
You know, I don't know if they feel safe, but I know they don't care. They're like,
spend like a million something bucks on a house.
We're staying.
Chump change problems. Like, no.
I wonder if the other ones was in debt or that or something afterwards. Like, where did they go?
Oh yeah, that'd be a they said they put it up for sale, and I think they tried. If I read another story, I think they tried renting it, but they're having issues with that too.
Yeah.
But they must have sold. Well, I think I said they sold it. So, I mean, I'm sure they're fine.
Yes. Yeah, someone's living there now.
Yeah, I'm sure they're fine.
Didn't even care. They said, I don't care if it has weird leathers coming in. That's a nice house.
Mm-hmm.
6 bedrooms? Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Man. That's funny.
Yeah, you spend that much money in the house, you have other stuff to worry about, you're fine.
Yeah. Ain't scared?
No.
Sleep with a gun under my bed, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding, I don't know how to work a gun.
Oh, really?
No, I don't.
I know how to work a few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enough to scare someone off a property like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Do you think the Broaddus's made the right decision to sell the house? I mean,
if they're not in debt, then yes. But...
Yeah, if you're not in debt, I mean, if you're getting harassed, I mean, basically kind of getting harassed like that.
Yeah.
But then again, like I said, I would start ignoring the letters and stuff, especially if they're not doing anything except doing the letters, mm-hmm. then yeah.
Yeah.
But then you never know the level of crazy people are if you start ignoring the letters, if they're going to try pushing the envelope a little more. Like,
and also, I'm kind of, like, sketchy about this story. Like, not like I'm saying they're liars, but why didn't the new owners get letters? They don't, unless they never report it, having letters, but.
Yeah, maybe they, could be.
I don't know.
Or the watcher finally gave up or something.
Yeah, it's just. That's the thing that makes me think, okay, I don't know if that's true. Like,
the Amityville Horror?
That was fake.
What?
Yeah, it's fake. It was fake. They made it up.
Oh, bullshit. I like that movie.
I was like, wow.
Oh.
Because that was very interesting one.
Damn it.
I think I read it was fake. I'm pretty sure.
Well, that could be another episode, too.
Yeah, I think we have it on the list.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think I read that.
Actually, yeah, I think it's under one of the haunted sections that we have on our list.
Yeah, like the story of the person being murdered, because somebody was murdered there, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was real, but I feel like all the ghosts, like the haunting, you know what I mean? That they tried to sell it for, I think that was fake. Like the demons. Oh,
they just used
stuff.
It as a selling point and
stuff. Yeah, I think the demons and stuff.
See,
that was fake.
That's bullshit.
But I think someone actually died in the house. I think. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah.
How important is community support in situations like this?
I think it's kind of messed up. Some of them were like rude. Because, like, if I was their neighbor and they came to me and said, hey, I'm getting these letters, can you keep an eye out?
You
know who it may be, and I'd be like, okay, let me see, and I'd be like, no, I don't, but I'll keep an eye out. I'm not gonna say it.
Or like my skeptical ass thinking the whole town's in on it, then they're just gonna lie to your face anyways.
Yeah.
There ain't no community. There's a community, you're just not part of it.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
They had a community for you.
Yeah.
They're mad the old owners moved out. It's like
they like you. They like them more than you. Jeez. Smart with the video cameras, though, but I part of me would be afraid to watch the footage on those.
Yeah. And, like, the one where you can... Is it, like, video... I get... Well, back then there wasn't, like, very good... Wait, I don't know. How old
was it? It was, like, 2014, so, I mean, they were, like, alright.
Okay, so it wasn't, like, ones where, like... Isn't there stuff, like, if there's, like... They call the police for you if, like, you hit a button or something?
Oh, yeah, I think those are expensive, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if they had those...
I think those are the ones connected. Yeah, I think that was later when it was like more connected to smartphones and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't think they had them back then.
Yeah, because I think you get the footage on your phone and then you press
it.
Like,
it was so long ago.
Yeah, then, no, it was only like, was it?
How, 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. What the hell?
10 years. Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, that makes sense. This is when I graduated high school.
2014. I was graduating college.
I just noticed that.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What measures would you take if you received threatening
letters?
And that's
when I graduated, too, during 2014. Anyway.
Oh. Back to I mean, I think we already answered that. What would you, what measures would you take if you received those letters?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, just, if I ever spent that much money on a house, I definitely would ignore it.
And that's why that question, that's your answer, everyone. When you say, when a house is haunted, why do people still live there? Because
the money.
They just dropped all their money on a house. You think there's going to be,
bitch, you want to buy me a new one?
Yeah.
I don't got new house money.
That's why.
Damn. Be eating
unless
top
you're rich.
Ramen for the first year and shit. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. After buying this house, we ain't eating for us for the next 10 years. What do you
mean? Those ghosts ain't bugging me. They're not paying rent. Fuck them.
That's funny.
Yeah. How does fear impact a person's daily life and decision making?
I don't know.
I mean, it did.
I feel like, if you're, okay, so, I guess it, like, makes it hard to live, for sure, because it's like, you don't want to.
Well, yeah, because then it kind of takes over your life, just being scared about it and stuff.
I mean,
where, like from the articles and stuff, it was just the letters, which mm-hmm. I feel like it's easy just to ignore those, you know?
Yeah, you can't let fear stop you from living your life, you know?
Yeah. Which,
and
I mean,
I know a lot of people do.
Yeah. Which, well, I mean, shoot, some person broke into my car right outside my window, and that affected
Did
me for
they?
Like a good month and a half. Yeah.
I would not sleep in my room for the next year.
Well, I mean, luckily I'm on the second story, but...
Oh, okay, you're good.
Yeah, it just sucks that they're right there, and, like, I couldn't even hear them. But the video camera caught it. What do you think motivates someone to watch or stalk another person?
Mentally unstable? What?
Yeah, but I mean, pretty much that and obsession.
Mentally unstable, must I add? Because I'm mentally unstable. I'm not that mentally unstable.
No, hell no. No.
That's funny. Honestly, I don't even know what motive. I don't get it. I don't know what goes on in people's brains like that, and I wish I knew, because I don't understand. You know what I mean? Like, what goes on in their mind? Like,
it's just like some type
killers,
of obsession.
For example, as well.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Like, why? I just don't get it.
Well, like, serial killers go after like specific people, right? Like. They tend to go after people that kind of have a lot of similarities.
Is that why? Well, remember the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez? He just went in somebody's window and killed him. For no reason.
Yeah, that dude was just obsessed with killing, I guess.
But also, he was into the Satan, you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's why. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
that dude definitely killed animals as a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, that's a whole nother. Mentally unstable. It fits all in that umbrella.
Yeah, it's just definitely unwired. Something's unwired up there. I don't know. I was going to say not all killers are bad. Because if you look at the Menendez brothers case. Have you heard that?
I think so.
They killed their parents?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, not all killers are bad. It's just...
No, it was just, like, a thought. It's, like, so some, it's, like, they kill to get away from an abusive situation.
Others, yeah, they just got desperate and didn't know what to do and stuff. And, yeah. And then there's just people that enjoy it, which...
Yeah, that's the ones that I would know.
So as we wrap up this episode, if you would like to see more of Sydney and myself outside of the podcast, check out our social media accounts. My Instagram handle is at official Mikey J. Hart, and my handle for TikTok and Twitter are at Mikey J. Hart. And then Sydney's?
Mine is, I always get it. Yeah. I do this so many times, I forget. TikTok is Squidney2Wise. And then my Twitter is _Squidney. _ Also 2 Y's, I think. I said it wrong again. I think that's right, y'all. It'll be linked down below.
Right. Yeah. We also have the official social media accounts for the podcast itself. For Instagram and TikTok, our handles are at Spookyland Podcast. And for Twitter, it's at SPKY Wonderland. And we'd like to thank you for joining us today on Spooky Wonderland Podcast. We would love to know your opinions and thoughts on what we talked about this evening. And if you enjoy this episode, be sure to subscribe and share with your friends. Until next time, we bid you adieu, goodbye, and good night.
Bye.
Bye.
As our adventure ends and shadows fade, in this land where fears were laid, emerging from the depths you've roamed, with tales of night and realms we've combed, the fireflies dim, the phantoms rest, our hosts bid farewell with spectacle zest. And remember, we're not crazy here, just in a different view. Our reality's a world sometimes strange, sometimes true. Until we meet again in this eerie land, keep the chills close at hand. Hurry back to Spooky Wonderland. Hurry back.